In addition to our regular podcast that we're releasing, we wanted to release some recordings of reflection activities. Most of us at Groundwork are educators by training, and we like to do reflections in order to help people see where they fit into bigger contexts. When we're talking about something as big as climate change and culture, we like to give people activities that help them understand what is their culture, how do they fit into their culture, how do they help to create their culture, and how does their culture help to create climate change. So we wanted to try something new and interesting. We call this series Digging In, and these activities are available in PDF form on our website, but we figured some people like to listen to recorded prompts rather than just reading them. It kind of creates a different mood. For this first episode, I'll be reading you an activity called Snapshots by Elise Guarino. Elise believes that it's hard to head in the direction that you want to go in life if you don't first stop and make sure that you know where you already are. The purpose of this activity is to create a sort of snapshot of where you are now, so you can see more intentionally where you want to go and how to get there. You can expect this activity to take anywhere from 1 to 4 hours. It really depends on you and how long you want to take to do it. I'll give you a series of prompts in the recording, and you'll hear this sound when it's time to pause the recording. You can pause the recording while you do the activity, and then restart the recording for the next prompt. You'll be creating an art project that has words and drawings, colors, images. Elise says the key to success in this activity is being vulnerable and honest with yourself. You don't have to share it with anybody, it's just for you. This is a chance to peek through any walls you may have built up in your life, to face your fears about yourself and others, and to move through all of those. Try to be fully present with whatever it is you're doing, whether it's making a list of words or drawing a line. We'll begin part one now. You can find a place in your house or yard where you feel relaxed and where your thoughts are free to flow. It should be as free from anxiety and distraction as possible, and it should feel safe and comforting to you. You may want to prepare a new space that feels like that. You can clear a table or desk in a private bedroom, or maybe you want to sit under a big tree outside. It's helpful to limit the number of images or objects that are around you, because those will find their way into your reflection. If you choose to listen to music while you do this activity, you should probably find something with no words, because we're going to be making lists of words, and those words can find ways into your activity as well. So you can take a moment to find your space and gather a few items. You're going to need paper of any size or color or type that makes you feel creative. This could be a brown paper bag or watercolor paper or regular printer paper. You will need some pens or pencils or markers or crayons or paints, really anything that will help you create an image. Now that you have your space and supplies ready, we can begin. You can start by closing your eyes. Take 3 deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Commit to being really honest and objective about yourself and your life. There's no judgment here. You can say either out loud or to yourself in your mind, "I'm not judging myself. I'm looking at myself and learning about myself." You can keep breathing deep and slow. With your eyes still closed, think about the last 6 months of your life before the coronavirus pandemic. You can reflect on the daily rituals, the people who were a part of it, how you spent your time. Think about the emotions and pace of your daily life during that time. Open your eyes and draw the shape of your life over that period of time. It can be as abstract or linear a shape as you want, but it should not be complex. Don't include details, just make an outline. Maybe it looks like something, maybe it looks like nothing. you can pause the recording, take a deep breath, and follow the instructions. To one side of the image you just drew, make a list of 7 to 10 things that took up your time during that period. These might be people, habits, daily rituals, tasks like work, or extracurricular things like video games or social media, surfing the internet, running, or reading. These words should represent the physical happenings of each day, whether it's checking your email, singing, spending time with family, playing soccer, playing music, driving, running errands, cooking, working. You can put anything on this list. Below your first list, you can make another list of 5 to 10 emotions and thoughts that occupied your mind and time during that time. Maybe it was a specific relationship or person you thought about a lot. Maybe there was anxiety about work. Maybe there was stress about school or family. Maybe there was happiness or joy. Make sure your list is of single word emotions. For example, fear, sadness, worry, joy, happiness, meditation, panic, depression, gratitude, peace. Look at each item on your lists. Think about the proportion of time it took up in your life. Close your eyes and say the word and think about the person, object, or emotion. What color and texture does he evoke? Use your art supplies to fill a space within your life shape for each word that is proportionate to its size in your life. It can look like anything. It can look like anything. Maybe just filling in a spot with color and writing the word there. Maybe it's a symbol with personal meaning to you, or an image you draw that takes up space. If the space you drew was the outline of something more detailed, like a bird, maybe one of the words is the eye. If the shape you drew was the outline of something more detailed, like a bird, maybe one of the words can be the eye, and another word can be several feathers. Don't worry about making a realistic picture. You should try to be honest and make each word's space proportionate to how much of your life, your thoughts, and your time it took up. Take however much time you need for each word on your list. The goal is to let yourself be guided by feelings as much as possible. Take as much time as you need for each word. If you make a line and think, ooh, that's not a good line, you can try to let that thought go. This activity is not about making art that you like. The value of this activity is in finishing it and being able to reflect on the image that you create. After you've finished creating your pre-pandemic life snapshot, you can flip it over or move it out of sight. At this point, you can pause the recording if you would like to finish the second half later, or you can start with part two now. For part two, you can get a new piece of paper and your art supplies. Close your eyes, and again take 3 deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, you can commit to being really honest and objective about yourself and your life. There's no judgment here. You can say either out loud or in your mind, I'm not judging myself. I'm looking at myself and learning about myself. With your eyes still closed, think about the last 2 to 3 months of your life during this coronavirus pandemic. Think about the daily rituals, the people who are a part of it, and how you spend your time currently. Think about the emotions and pace of your daily life now. We're going to go through the same exercise we did in part one, but this time for your life during the coronavirus pandemic. You can reflect on the daily rituals, the people who were a part of it, how you spent your time. Think about the emotions and pace of your daily life during that time. Open your eyes and draw the shape of your life over that period of time. It can be as abstract or linear a shape as you want, but it should not be complex. Don't include details, just make an outline. Maybe it looks like something, maybe it looks like nothing. You can pause the recording, take a deep breath, and follow the instructions. To one side of the image you just drew, make a list of 7 to 10 things that took up your time during that period. These might be people, habits, daily rituals, tasks like work, or extracurricular things like video games or social media, surfing the internet, running, or reading. These words should represent the physical happenings of each day, whether it's checking your email, singing, spending time with family, playing soccer, playing music, driving, running errands, cooking, working. You can put anything on this list. Below your first list, you can make another list of 5 to 10 emotions and thoughts that occupied your mind and time during that time. Maybe it was a specific relationship or person you thought about a lot. Maybe there was anxiety about work. Maybe there was stress about school or family. Maybe there was happiness or joy. Make sure your list is of single word emotions. For example, fear, sadness, worry, joy, happiness, meditation, panic, depression, gratitude, peace. Once you've finished with your second image, you can put it out of sight with the first one. You should get another piece of paper now. We're going to make a list of 7 to 10 of your top values. Values are the things that are important to you as you pursue the life, the career, and the relationships that you want. You should try to put them in order of priority and be honest with yourself. You're thinking about what you care about in life and why you get up in the morning. A short list of examples would include money, family, love, children, sex, weed, reputation, good food, community, friends, hard work, being outside, being physically fit, looking good, traveling, social status, kindness, integrity, honesty, achievement, competence, credibility, respect, being smart or wise, purchasing power. The list can go on. You can make your list now. Now, you can get both of your life snapshots and place them side by side. Place your list of values between them. You're going to write a stream of consciousness paragraph thinking about this prompt. Are your values represented in your current life snapshot? What about your snapshot before the pandemic? When you hear the bell, you can start writing and try not to stop writing at all. Just keep writing whatever words come out. The goal is not to make a perfect paragraph, but just to see what words happen to come onto the paper when you don't pause to think. Now, you're going to need one more piece of paper, and you can write your value. Now, for this next part, you'll need enough space on a paper to write out each value and have space underneath to answer a series of questions. I'll read each question and then give a pause so you can write the answers for each value. The first question is, what does it mean about me to value this thing? The second question, what type of person do I associate with this word? The third question, can I be that type of person without valuing this? The fourth question, do I really value this thing, or do I just like the idea of valuing this? And the final question, what, if anything, has kept me from prioritizing this value in my life? For this next part, we're going to compare the two snapshots that you've made, and there'll be a few reflection questions. First, you should look at your two snapshots and ask, are there any things missing from the pandemic snapshot that were present before the pandemic? What were they? And did they bring you anything meaningful that's now missing from your life? If you've noticed anything missing from your life, you can ask yourself, are there any other ways to get those missing things or access those parts of yourself or feel the missing emotions? If you can't think of anything, you should brainstorm some different ways that you can reach the same outcomes without the missing items. Next, you can ask yourself if there's anything in either snapshot that takes up more space than you want it to. You can make a list of things that you can change, whether they're actions or thoughts, that would make your snapshot look more like you want it to. You can write down what would be challenging about that, what would be easy to do, and make a plan to start implementing those. And finally, you're going to write down a few things that you like about your pandemic snapshot, your life right now. What do you want to stay the same or to grow into a bigger part of your life as our economy and world start figuring out how to move forward? You can make a list of 3 to 5 things that you can do in your own life to make space for those items that you like and want to keep. It might be breakfast with your family every day, or a daily walk, or catching up with friends on the phone more regularly. I hope you've enjoyed this activity. Elise recommends that you repeat this as an ongoing thing every 6 months or a year. It's a good way to check in with yourself. You can compare your new snapshot to your last ones and reflect on what has changed. You can ask yourself if those things changed on purpose or if they just changed by happenstance or by chance. You can ask if your values have changed or if the order that you prioritize them has changed. You can look and see where there's space for new things where there wasn't space before. And you can reflect on whether or not you've been able to keep up with some of the things that you wanted to. We hope this activity has been useful to you. If you want to give us any feedback, you can send an email to info@layinggroundwork.org. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, we hope you're staying safe out there.